Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Prince Andrew gave a disastrous interview to Emily Maitlis on the BBC at the weekend. US human rights lawyer Lisa Bloom represents five of Jeffrey Epstein's victims, and she joins me now to talk about the legal battle that his victims are now undertaking, and we'll ask her to react as well to that weekend interview. Lisa, good evening and thank you for joining us.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
And before we get into the chat, let's have a listen again to a clip of Prince Andrew with Emily Maitlis expressing little regret for his friendship with the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
Do you regret the whole friendship with Epstein?
Now, still not. And the reason being is that the people that I met and the opportunities that I was given to learn either by him or because of him, were actually very useful.
Prince Andrew at the weekend. Lisa, we'll talk about that and we'll talk about your clients as well. But I just want to ask you, first of all, perhaps to react to the latest developments into the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's death. And two prison guards have been arrested.
I think that's a good thing. The circumstances surrounding Mr. Epstein's death are very suspicious. How is it possible that not one, but two security guards apparently fell asleep on the job after Epstein had already had a prior suicide attempt just a few weeks earlier? And then they falsified the time records allegedly and covered up for what they had done. I mean, this is just a very disturbing situation. I'm glad it's being investigated. And if these allegations are true, I'm glad these men are being brought to justice.
And, you know, one finds it difficult to imagine the scale of the conspiracy involved, if there is foul play here. Lisa? Hello, Lisa?
Sorry, some people think that Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide at all, but rather that he was murdered. Others say perhaps he's even still alive. So I'm generally not a conspiracy theorist, but a lot of things really had to have gone wrong for him to have committed suicide in that prison.
Now, you represent, is it five of Jeffrey Epstein's
yes.
victims? They are pursuing
yes.
now the criminal justice system, of course, that has come to an end with his death. But you are pursuing his state civilly. What do your clients want?
Yes, Mary, you are correct that we were all very disappointed that he will not be brought to justice on the criminal side. But I am pursuing civil remedies, which means lawsuits for money damages against the estate. And we are calling upon the estate to do in Jeffrey Epstein's death what he failed to do in life, which is provide some respect and some accountability to the victims who suffer lifelong injuries from the sexual assaults that he committed against them. We are working with the estate to try to have a streamlined process so we don't have to have years of litigation over this. And so far, the state has been interested in that, so I'm glad to see that. But we also want everyone who knew and enabled Jeffrey Epstein to answer questions under oath with the FBI or other authorities, talk to the attorneys for the victims, give us the information so we can have full and complete accountability. And I suppose that brings us to Prince Andrew, because he's one in that category.
You, like us all, perhaps watched and listened to that interview on Saturday night. Is there anything in what he said that's pertinent to your clients' cases?
Well, my clients do not have any allegations against Prince Andrew. Their incidents happened here in the U.S. But I was very disturbed, and my clients, we've been talking about this, have all been very disturbed by this interview. I mean, put simply, Prince Andrew lacks credibility. The clip that you just played where he says, no, I don't particularly regret my friendship with Jeffrey Epstein because it allowed me to meet people. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a member of the royal family. Surely he can meet virtually anyone in the world who he'd like to meet. People would be thrilled to travel to the UK to meet with him for any kind of a conversation. So that makes no sense. He is utterly lacking in compassion for the victims. And frankly, after this interview, I think it's more likely than it was before that the allegations against him by Virginia Roberts Giuffre are meritorious. You know, he seems to be someone who really connected with Jeffrey Epstein. He decided that he had to go to New York in person for 4 days after Epstein was a convicted sex offender to say goodbye to him. That just makes no sense at all.
To tell him, I think he said, to tell him why he could no longer continue the friendship.
You couldn't do it in an email or a phone call. Listen, what makes more sense is he wanted to go and have a private conversation with him. And
clearly,
he did.
Clearly, Lisa, you would like him to talk and make himself available to the FBI. But is there any circumstances in which he could be compelled to do that?
Well, I don't believe anyone is above the law. They certainly are not here in the United States, as we see by the impeachment proceedings going on against our president right now. I would hope that is also the case in the UK. And simply because somebody is a member of a royal family, they should not be excused from doing their duty to answer questions. So I would like to see him compelled to answer questions if he does not do so voluntarily.
Could he be added to civil lawsuits?
I think he could be. I don't see any reason why not. I don't know about your time deadlines in the UK for filing cases. Here in the US, we have some new laws in California and New York, where I primarily practice, extending the time period, the statute of limitations, to bring lawsuits against people who sexually abuse minors. So I think in the UK, that may not be the case, and it may be difficult for that reason. But anybody who was abused as a child should certainly reach out to an attorney and find out what their rights are.
I'm wondering as well, Lisa, how valuable is the Epstein estate?
You know, I have heard reports of about $500 million, which is less than, you know, we always heard he was a billionaire. So I really don't know, but it's clearly a large number.
It's a large sum. How many likely individuals will be suing him? How many likely victims?
You know, I think right now it's a few dozen who have brought lawsuits. I have spoken to many others who, for one reason or another, just decided that they're not ready to come forward, or we can't meet the time deadlines, or they don't have corroboration. My guess is there's got to be hundreds of victims out there, if not even more than that. According to some reports, Jeffrey Epstein was molesting as many as 3 girls a day. He had an elaborate system of recruiters bringing in girls from all over the place. I mean, it's really, he may be the most prolific pedophile in history that we know about.
Was he doing this, Lisa, essentially in plain sight?
Well, he was doing it in his home. Prince Andrew says he never saw anything. That does seem to be a little bit hard to believe. I don't know what Prince Andrew saw or didn't see, but from all the people I've spoken to, including my clients, this was done fairly openly. And even after Prince Andrew was convicted in 2008 and served time in 2009, even after that, he had a lot of young girls coming in and out of his home. One of them met a reporter at the door, which seems very brazen. So this seems to have been done fairly openly, yes.
Lisa Bloom, thank you very much for talking to us this evening. At